The hammer is falling on a Long Island construction company accused of sexual harassment. The story from WCBS's Mac Rosenberg.
Jaleesa McCrimmon wasn't so sure what to expect when she became a construction worker in 2015.
But I knew that I would be making more money in this field than I did working at Walmart.
She, along with 17 other people who worked at the construction company Tradeoff, say they were not only sexually harassed and assaulted, but also bribed and retaliated against. New York Attorney General Tish James investigated those complaints.
Managers demanding sex for pay and overtime opportunities. Sexual, physical, and verbal assault by male employees, and sexually explicit videos and photos sent by managers and other workers.
The survivors settled with Tradeoff for $1.5 million. The company will also hire a monitor for 3 years and redo its sexual harassment policy. Jaleesa wants to make sure she's among the last people to go through this. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.